Welcome to the Bougie Black Brother Network. Welcome to the Hidden Gems of our community. On this episode, we will be speaking to one of the great and engaging entrepreneurs I have known for years, Robin Jackson.
Hello.
Good morning, Robin.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. So, Robin does so much in her community, and when she started her business in Fairburn, is the Five Star Tax Agency, LLC. This is an amazing tax preparation service serving the Fairburn community and beyond, because she's touched a lot of areas outside of that, but the immediate areas she's really big on taking care of. But today, it's all about Robin and what we believe she brings to her society and the community. So let's start with who Robin is and tell us about your journey to get to Five Star Tax Agency.
Well, first of all, I am Robin Jackson. Nice to meet you guys. I started out just as a parent. I decided one day that I didn't want to work anymore. I just wanted to stay home and take care of my children, and I nurture that. And then by the time they got to like fifth or sixth grade, I decided I need to do something. Like, I need to do something to leave something for myself and my children. And I decided that I would start practicing. I met a young lady on the tax company down in Noonan, and she took me underneath her wings. She showed me the ropes, and we got started. Like, I worked for her for about 2 years. 2 years under her tutelage, she was amazing. Had over 1,300 clients. Worked 12-13 hours a day, 7 days a week.
So when you saw that, though, how did you feel? Like, damn, I got to start. I wasn't working. Now I got to work 12 and 13 hours.
Right. It was kind of hard to wrap my mind around it a little bit. But I'm a people's person. And The more I began to meet people, the more I had a desire to work. It didn't bother me. The time would just go by because, again, I'm talking with people, meeting new people, hearing their stories, listening to their journey in life. And the biggest thing was helping them.
Right.
I just saw an opportunity. Like, I can help people. Even while I'm sitting here doing taxes, I can help people.
So you're a motivator too.
Yes.
So part of your personality, you engage to motivate.
Yes.
You don't just, let me just motivate you. You engage them first, then you motivate them. So that's why, you know, as long as I've known you, you had a spirit that just kind of blossoms out, and they want to talk to you. And as they talk to you, then you become more engaging, and then you become a more motivator.
Absolutely. Listening to people, like, when they're talking, the biggest thing that I listen for is people telling me stories. Like, I hear struggle in people. Mm-hmm. I look for inspiration in people. Like, most people I know always have something negative to say.
Right.
I'm very positive. I always try to find a positive in everything. So if I'm listening to someone talk and then they have a negative outview of stuff, The first thing I want to do is bring them over to the positive side. Because exactly. If you change your perspective, you can change your entire life just with the way you think.
Absolutely. So when you did that and you said, look, I didn't raise my boys. I'm going to try something new. You were right beside this amazing woman who has all of these clients, and it's just about taxes. So what broke you to say, I can do this on my own?
I went to her and said, I want you to train me. I want you to train me. I'm going to work for you for 2 years. If you teach me everything you know, I want to open my own. I went to her with those intentions because she has an amazing business, and I'm working for you, and I want you to know, like, I'm going to work for you for a little while, but my ultimate goal is to start my own. And She said, okay.
So she wasn't intimidated. She was just open to that.
She was open to that, which was, she's an African-American woman. Mm-hmm. One African-American woman to another one decided, look.
Shaking hands.
I'm going to help you.
Wow. Okay. So I think that's a great story of cooperation, collaboration, because a lot of people don't do that. You walk into a place and say, you know what, I want to start a business just like yours. Mm-hmm. They'd be like, oh, excuse me? No.
Absolutely.
You're taking my business.
Absolutely.
And there's that competitive factor that, and most men do that. Mm-hmm. Most men think of a competitive faction. Women are more, look, you came to me, I'm a little more open, and if you can do it, I'm going to help you.
Absolutely.
Now, when you don't do it, that's on you. But really great.
Yeah, okay. It was nice. Once I started the business, the most important thing to me was making sure that I didn't take any of her clients.
Okay.
I didn't solicit to any of her clients. When I went to work, I just went to work. I had a job to do. I treated her company like I wanted someone to treat mine. And that was important for me.
Right.
Because however you start your foundation is how it's going to end up.
That's true. So when you did that and she was in Noonan,
yes,
and you're in Fairburn.
Yes.
So you kind of captured the people in your community, or was it just any and everywhere?
No, I signed a non-compete clause with her because I went to her and told her initially, like, you know, hey, I'm not going to work here past 2 years. So we did sign a non-compete clause. So once I started my own company, I started it in my home, in my own little living room. And I started with my family and friends. And right. I had 60 clients my first year. Which to me was amazing.
Yeah.
To have 60 clients was absolutely amazing.
Right.
And I didn't advertise. I didn't advertise on Facebook or Instagram or anything.
Word
I just started with my family and friends. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So impact and solicit back. Was there positive, negative, and the negatives, what did you feed that off to make you better?
The negatives were coming from people saying, oh, you're not going to be able to do that.
Mm.
And believe it or not, it was actually friends and family.
Yeah.
People that were really close to you, like, oh, I don't think you're going to be able to do it. How are you going to do this? How are you going to do
damn
that?
Damn crabs.
Right, right. You're doing it in your home. Nobody's going to come to your house and get their taxes done.
Right.
Nobody's going to trust you.
Mm.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I took that negativity and I used it to drive myself forward. Like, if no one else believes in me, I believed in me. And honestly, I was afraid.
Yeah.
I would tell you a story if I sat here and said I wasn't afraid. I was ghostly afraid. Like, what's going to happen if I fail?
Right.
In the middle of doing it now, I'm thinking about failing. What's going to happen if I fail? You're already flying.
But you self-motivated.
That's right.
Which a lot of people don't have. That's the confidence and self-motivation that you have. So you overcame that. And as it grew, how much did the negative continue?
Oh, you couldn't tell me anything. After I did the numbers, I was so excited.
Right.
Like, you literally just had 60 clients, which means with those 60 clients, without saying about how much money I made, my income was doubled in 2 months than anything I had made in my entire life.
Really?
Really. With just 60 clients. And I started out on the cheap end. Those were some comments that I did get from people. You're not charging enough. You're too low.
You're
inexpensive. I'm thinking to myself, are we here to rob people or are we here to help people?
Mm-hmm. But the intent of most businesses is to rob people. Maximize the amount that you can get from people and go from there. But like you said earlier, you're about helping people. You can't help people if you overcharge them.
That's true.
You can't help people when they can't basically afford your services and you're not giving them a good service.
Absolutely.
So you got the good service and a cost.
Absolutely.
But what you do, you give them great service with a great cost. So that's what you wound up with. But I'm still on your journey. Let's go back.
Yeah.
I don't want to jump too forward. So 60 clients, still in the home, mm-hmm, building from there. What was the next stage?
The next stage was immediately April the 18th was the last day of tax season.
Mm-hmm.
On April the 19th, I'm riding down the street and I'm thinking to myself, what are you going to do for next year?
Mm-hmm.
Literally, how are you going to make this different for next year?
Right.
And I'm driving, I'm just having conversations like, okay, God, I need to do something. Like, you're going to have to help me with this. And the first thing that came to my mind was, go find you a building.
Mm.
Right, that was, I said, a building.
A building?
Who can afford a building? I only had 60 clients.
Who just said that?
Right, right. I'm looking around like, okay. And then I ignored that for at least 2 weeks. And it got stronger and stronger every day.
Really?
Every day. Every day.
Okay.
And as I'm driving down the street, I said, you know what? I'm going to do it. That's just fear telling you, like,
you can't do that.
Yeah, you can't do that. You can't get a building. You only have 60 clients.
Yeah.
Tax season's over with.
What if the 60 clients just stop dealing with you?
Absolutely correct. Mm. Absolutely correct. And I end up finding a building, and I waited so long that I called the guy, and he said, the building just got signed yesterday. Mm. And I'm thinking to myself, oh, my goodness, I waited all that time. Had I just gone forward and did what I needed to do, I would have the building.
You would have had it.
And mm-hmm. he said, oh, I have a space next to it, and it's like 500 square feet. And I'm thinking to myself, 500? What am I going to do
with 500? That's a lot of you.
Absolutely. What am I going to do with 500 square feet? He says, well, I'll just charge you $500 a month for the lease. And I'm, right. And then my mom thinking to myself, I can pay that entire thing for the whole year. But it just did not sit right with me. That was not what I wanted.
Really?
I did not want it. And I did not want it. And I called him back and said, I can't take that building. It's not what I want. He said, well, how awesome is that? Because the people who signed the paperwork couldn't come up with the money. The building that you originally wanted is available.
It's still available.
It's still available.
Wow. All right. Okay. Outstanding.
Yeah, that was actually good for me. Like, okay, you so found this building.
That's the one in, that's the 640 Sonoya Road.
640B Sonoya Road, Fairburn, Georgia, 30213.
There you go. And what's the number?
It is 678-884-6899.
That's 678-884-6899. So, always keep in mind, that's what's available. That's your five-star tax agency. That's where it is. So you got the space.
Yes.
You know, God said, be patient.
Get the space.
I'm giving you something, mm-hmm. but be patient.
Yes.
And now you have it.
I have it. The guy calls me. He says, go in. Go look at it. And I walk in and I'm like, oh, my goodness. What am I going to do with this? It is a mess.
Right.
Absolute mess. And I thought to myself, you know what? I'm going to do this exactly the way I want it. For the first time in my life, I'm going to do something the way I want. No influence from anyone else, just what I want. And I stood in that building and decided, this is what I'm going to do. I want to help people. I want to be able to prepare taxes, make money, and help the community at the same time. And help the community at the same time.
Okay. So, you had a drive, you had a vision, now you got a place.
Now I have a place.
Now what?
Now you need people.
Now you need the people. So you got 60 clients mm-hmm. and a place, and you got to fix it all up.
That's right.
So
I hop on the phone. I'm thinking to myself, all right, I need somebody to help me build out this space. I know nothing about it. I have no idea mm-hmm. about how to operate a business or anything. All I know is I need this business to look great, to fit my personality, to be inviting, and to make a whole lot of money.
And a whole lot of
and
money.
A whole lot of money. And we got started. We contacted some people out in Fairburn. Henry Company, we contacted them. They end up coming in, mm-hmm. doing the building, doing the painting, everything.
Oh.
I left them, and they cleaned the entire space for me. They said, they literally walked over to me. It was an African-American company. And he walked over to me and said, I want you to know that I'm so proud of you for having your own business. Mm-hmm. We cleaned this entire space for you, and they only charged me half the price that they originally quoted me.
Wow. So this was meant to be.
This was meant to be.
This was meant to be. So gifts was given.
Absolutely.
Gotcha. Gotcha. So phenomenal when the person you are invites greatness and cooperation.
Yes.
See, because everything we're saying, everyone is cooperating.
Absolutely.
Because your goal is truly the goal that you wanted.
Absolutely.
So as you made your goal and as you created that, and now you got a clean and operating space, now what do you got?
Now it's time to advertise. We are no longer under a non-compete clause with anyone. Mm-hmm. It is time to advertise. And the first thing I thought about was, most people don't know, I've always been a giver. That's mm-hmm. something that I've enjoyed doing. If I see somebody that's hurting, I want to help them. Naturally, I want to help. Even if it costs me a whole bunch of money, that doesn't matter to me. I just want to help someone else. Mm-hmm. So I decided, you know how I'm going to promote this building? By doing the one thing that I enjoy doing.
What's that?
I'm going to give. I opened my space up, and I had a Feed the Homeless drive in my business before I even opened the company.
In your business?
In the business.
Feed the Homeless.
Feed the Homeless. We went out into the community. We were allowed to go to the Food Depot, to the Family Dollar. We provided transportation for people. Like, literally, we printed up thousands of flyers to give it to people to say, hey, look, we went out searching for people that are homeless. Be available on this day. Meet us here. We're going to come and pick you up and take you to the office. And that's what we did. We had an amazing turnout. We gave away so much stuff.
Wow.
That's how I introduced Five Star Tax Agency to the community. By giving.
Just giving.
Just giving.
Without asking, you decided to give first.
Yes.
Before you ask.
Absolutely.
Wow, Lord.
Absolutely.
What a blessing.
Yeah, that was amazing. We gave away clothes, shoes, household supplies, food, money. Mm-hmm. Definitely money.
And money.
I had been saving money. Like, you know what? We're just going to raffle off. We're going to raffle off money. Who can't use money?
So I'm going to ask, because this isn't a normal thing people do. What made you think you had to do that or wanted to? Not had to. Let me. That's had to is a is kind of a bad statement. What made you want to do that first?
Nobody ever gives. People, you rarely find people who give. Most business, like you said in the beginning, it's about finding how much I can charge you. What can I make from you? The moment I see you, you are a dollar sign to me. Mm-hmm. And that's not what I wanted my company
to
be. A
commodity.
Absolutely.
Or an asset. Depends on which one. Right.
Yeah. And that's not what I wanted my company to be. I just wanted to give to people. That was it. I wanted to open up with giving.
Wow. So, wow.
Yeah. Expecting that's, nothing in return.
That's
just
never
giving.
The first thing most people start with.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's
most
how
most people
started.
Do not say, before I start my business, I'm going to give something away. Most people
right.
don't. So, really thank you for that.
Absolutely.
Really thank you for that. Because that again, when I'm saying you're a motivator, that explains it to me. You just said, so Michael, if you ever going to do anything in order to be successful or you feel to be successful, what are you giving first?
Absolutely.
I may not feed the homeless. I may not do any. But what are you giving to others in order to be profitable later?
Absolutely. I feel like everyone has something to offer somebody.
Yes.
Be it a circumstance that you've gone through, a situation, your knowledge, your wisdom. If you have finances, you can give somebody a shirt off your back. You never know how that changes somebody's life.
Yeah. The simplest thing, that one person knowing they're going for an interview, have no clothes.
Absolutely.
And they show up, I got a dress to wear and some shoes. And they get a job. They're going to remember where they got it from.
Absolutely. And we were given to people who, essentially, a homeless person, they don't work. They don't need to file taxes.
Yeah.
You had nothing to give to the company. We just wanted to give.
And you have nothing to gain from the homeless.
Absolutely.
But the fact in your heart, you wanted to do something. And I always say, when you give, the blessings will come. It may not be immediately. It may not be the way you think you would want it, but you will get something back, which
Absolutely.
Is great. Oh, my God. Okay.
Absolutely.
So, you gave to the community.
Yes.
Robin and her company is known in the community now.
Absolutely.
Did you make a decision, because we didn't really talk about that yet, because we're still on the actual, your five-star tax agency, but did you make the decision to start the Wings of Faith movement then? Or you were just saying, I'm just doing this right now?
No, I think I was just doing that. That was just something that I wanted to do. But Wings of Faith was birthed out of that.
Okay.
Absolutely. Standing around, like, just giving to people. We prepared plates. We let everybody sit down, watch television, everything. We fixed everybody's plate, took it to them, drinks, everything. We decided at that moment, I said, you know what? I enjoy doing this so much. I need to make something of this. And I decided on that day that I was going to create the Wings of Faith movement.
Wow.
That was it.
So
I didn't.
You saw it, though.
I saw it.
So you're a visionary.
Absolutely.
You are a absolute visionary. You see things beyond where you're at. And then you take steps going forward from that.
Absolutely. And the hardest thing is I have so many visions in my mind and they're all running 100 miles per hour. Getting them down on paper and actually putting them together.
Right.
You're talking about fear?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. But you the person that can do it, though.
If there's a whole anybody, lot of courage.
Yeah, yeah. If there's a person to do it, it's definitely you. So, nah, outstanding. So, Wings of Faith birthed from that, helping out those outside of there. And now you got your 60 clients.
Absolutely.
And your building.
And my building.
And you feel good. I done something well.
Amazing.
Next step.
Next step. Let's advertise. Mm-hmm. Let's advertise. We only had 60 clients. We're not paying BET to advertise us. We cannot exactly. advertise on television. How are we going to advertise? Mm-hmm. We're going to use Facebook. I decided I have plenty of friends. Mm-hmm. I'm going to use Facebook. But again, sitting at my desk and that voice inside of me, I'm like, I'm hearing God tell me, make flyers. Just like they pass out newspapers on the street.
Yep.
That's how you're going to pass out for your business. We literally created flyers, bagged them up, went to every neighborhood in Fairburn, Coweta County, Riverdale, and we passed out flyers.
Wow.
We did 7,000 flyers my first year. Wow. All, everything in-house. Everything was made in-house.
You didn't do anything outside of, let me get Kinko's to...
Absolutely not. Everything was hands-on because I'm a firm believer that if you do it the way you want it to be done and you control everything, it will work out for you. Don't put your vision in someone else's hands.
Yep.
No matter how much hard work that you have to do, do it. It's worth it. It's worth it.
So you were satisfied with that?
Absolutely satisfied. And the amazing flip to that was went from 60 clients to 180 clients.
So you almost tripled. Well, no, you practically tripled.
We tripled.
Yeah.
Right at triple. 180, not 181, not 179, 180. We tripled the numbers.
Right. Wow. And you were satisfied with the 60.
I was satisfied with the 60. I was overwhelmed with the 180. I bet you don't know what happened after 180. I decided I wanted to give. I was so excited that I had so many clients. Mm-hmm. I wanted to give. So, I did another Feed the Homeless drive.
So did you start doing it annually, or did you just say, when the time comes, that's what I'm going to do?
When the time comes. Okay. No schedule, just whenever I felt in my heart that I needed to give, we put it together. And it would be, you know what, today's Saturday, and 9 days I want to give something.
Mm.
My whole team, we have 9 days to put together an entire event.
Mm.
And we get it done.
Because when it came to mind, it's like, I don't want to wait.
That's it.
It's right now. Just put the money together.
Absolutely.
And do it.
And do it.
So you still got another skill that we didn't bring up too, which was your coupon skills.
Absolutely.
Kind of, because I've read a couple of, not read, what I've listened to a lot of podcasts with a lot of women who has their own business based on coupons and how they took advantage of it, how they practically made money from it and money savings. But I know from you and our experience together, you just amazed the hell out of me. I was like, I don't have the patience for that. What are you doing? So could you kind of elaborate on that a little?
Absolutely. I'm a very driven person, and I'm either a hot or a cold person. So if I'm doing something, I'm doing it 100% or I'm not doing it
at all.
You're
doing it at all.
Absolutely. So when it came to couponing, I had a friend that took me to the grocery store with her one time, and she goes, I'm going to show you how to coupon. And I just walked around the store with her. She had this. We were at Publix, okay? Let's just start there.
Right.
We were at Publix. Everyone knows that Publix.
Publix is pretty high.
Absolutely. Yep. So I'm thinking to myself, you have an entire cart full of items.
Mm-hmm.
When we get to the cash register, they ring it up, and it's like $400-some. And I'm looking like, exactly. I'm looking like, $400-some.
You going to teach me something?
We left Publix. She paid $62 for her items. Guess who learned how to coupon on that day? Robin. In my mind, I'm thinking to myself, have I seriously been giving away all my money for this extended amount of time?
Wow.
And she paid $62
for $400.
And let me tell you, she didn't have anything off-brand either.
So everything was
name brand. Name brand.
So here's where my confusing part with it. Because every time I look at coupons, it's usually something that I don't need. So was she buying things that was kind of like, I don't need it, but I can buy it? Or was it, no, I need all of these things?
Absolutely. The philosophy behind couponing is, it's never really about what you need. Mm-hmm. It's about being able to take what you usually buy, finding a way to chop that cost in half. Say, for instance, I know a lot of people that would just go to Walmart and buy the Walmart brand. Yep. They never buy the name brand because they can't afford it.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You may not normally use that, but because you have a coupon for it, you're going to combine that coupon with the sale. And something that you would pay $1.25 for off-brand, you're not going to pay 30 cents for it regular for a brand name item.
Oh, yeah.
Is that not enough motivation to make you switch?
Yes.
Absolutely. Yeah. So she decided, she told me at that moment, like, even if it's something that you don't usually use, if you can get it for a discounted amount, get it. Try it. You never know what you like until you try it.
Yeah. And then you put it into your regular cost.
Absolutely.
You know, I don't normally buy wipes. I usually just get some soap and a sponge. But the wipes is discounted to the point that it's only 70 cents.
Absolutely.
Where you would be paying $2 and something. So now I got wipes.
Absolutely.
And I don't have to deal with it. But it becomes part of your, okay. I had to talk myself through that.
Absolutely. No, that's absolutely correct. Because what she was showing me was you're essentially replacing an item. Something that I would normally pay full price for. Now, like you said, I think the sponge and wipe idea was absolutely great, because now I'm paying full price for a sponge, but I'm only paying maybe 50, 60 cents for wipes.
Yep.
I'm going to allow those wipes to take the place of that sponge.
Yeah. And that's disposable.
Absolutely.
Where that, I'm cleaning and that's nasty, and then you're like, oh, let me go buy, get another sponge.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
So couponing is one of those things. That was another way that I decided, like, helping people too. I know it just, every time I do something, it's like, how can I help somebody else with it?
Yep.
Amazing. So couponing to me became an avenue for me to buy an extreme amount of stuff and turn around and offer it to people. I even gave it, but I would turn around and offer it to people like, look, I know you're usually paying $7 for a pack of tissue.
Mm-hmm.
I got this tissue for $2.50. Come and get this tissue for
$2. Come get this
tissue. Come get this tissue. Come and get it. And it's brand name too.
Yep. So most people be like, I don't want that generic. Then you'd be like, what?
Absolutely.
You got Scott?
Absolutely.
Gotcha. So, and you fully utilized that skill when you started doing the homeless drives and all of that as well.
I did. Going back to when I said that I'm a hot or cold person, I'm either 100 or zero. When I started couponing, I started couponing. So if I would catch an item on sale like Tide, absolutely. I would get a bottle of Tide that costs $7 in the store. I would get it for 95 cents.
Ooh.
I would get 100 to 200 bottles of Tide. And I'm not over exaggerating. I'm actually under exaggerating at this point.
Really?
Absolutely. I would get whatever I would get, I would just multiply it times 200 to 300. And I use that item, like, I had so much stuff in my stockpile to the point I was thinking to myself, I'm never gonna be able to use all this stuff.
Right, right.
And that's how I end up incorporating that in my giving. Like I said, guess what? Homeless people may not be able to wash their clothes, but that doesn't stop me from going into low income neighborhoods.
Yep.
And now I'm knocking on people's doors. Hey, today we have Tide bottles. I'm giving you bottles of Tide and dishwashing liquid and hand soap and toothpaste.
And they're looking at, and you know, we in a society driven by name brands.
Absolutely.
So you're not giving out, here's Sam's Club.
Absolutely.
Because I bought it in bulk. You can have one of those.
Right.
It's, you're going to give me a Tide?
Absolutely.
You're going to give me a, you know, all of these name. So people take it and go, wow.
Absolutely. And that was shock that people always ask. They would say, well, what church are you from? I would think to myself, no, I'm just kind of out here just winging it.
Yep.
It's just the Wings of Faith movement.
That's
but
it.
We are not with a church. We are just giving because people need it. If you have access to something and you have an abundance of it, how much do you have before you can start giving away stuff?
Yeah. So how much are you going to stockpile something and be selfish?
Absolutely.
Before you say, let me stop being selfish. There's people in need.
Yes.
And you made that decision to say, yeah, I'm getting all these discounts and people, even if they don't coupon, I can at least help them.
Mm-hmm.
So some people who don't coupon, this is what coupon does for
absolutely.
You. But you can have it.
Stretching your dollar. I think that was the thing that stuck out to me the most was standing there thinking, your total was $433. You just paid $62 for all of this stuff. And I'm thinking to myself, people need to know that this is possible.
Yeah.
You know what we decided to do? After I had my run with couponing so much, I told my friend, the girl who taught me, I said, let's give a class. Let's go over to the library and let's give a free class on couponing. Let's go into the community, knock on doors, tell people of low income, come over. We're going to teach you how to save money.
Yeah.
Wow. We're going to teach you how to stretch your book.
How many people showed up?
We may have had 10 people.
10 is better than one.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. What we found was people are afraid of things that they don't know.
Yeah.
You don't. You are afraid to try something new.
And they're afraid of free.
Absolutely.
Because they always think there's something behind it.
You got to be scamming. You're trying to give me something
what
free.
What is free? Wait a minute. What do you want me to do now?
Absolutely.
I don't want you to do anything but take this knowledge and take advantage of it.
Absolutely.
So, yeah. And people are afraid of change, too.
Yeah.
Well, I can't use this because I don't think they told me I can use this on my Wick or whatever.
Absolutely.
Yes, you can. It's just coupons.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
What are you doing?
We have people come in and bring their receipts. I want you to bring me your receipt, and I want to show you, item for item, line for line, how you can save money. We have people buying extra laundry. I have nothing against extra laundry detergent. Let's just say that. But we have people buying extra laundry detergent, paying $5 for a bottle of off-brand laundry detergent, and your clothes are not going to smell any better. And here I am paying 95 cents for Tide.
For Tide.
For Tide.
Flow Fresh Tide.
Absolutely. Smelling amazing.
Gotcha. So you build from that. And on the side, you're doing your business.
Absolutely.
So you're doing them in tandem. I'm doing this and I'm doing that. But this is part of my life.
Absolutely.
And this is where we really wanted to show how there's people out there that never want to promote themselves. They just want to do good by people. And this was one of the main reasons why I wanted to talk to you today. Because I think people like yourself aren't trying to be like, let me put myself on Facebook. Let me put myself on Instagram. Let me tweet about this. Oh, today I've saved $5,000 and I got money right next to my ear in a stack. And,
absolutely,
you know, doing all of that. I think these hidden gems like yourself do so much for people other than themselves and get blessed in return.
Absolutely.
But it's not about being blessed. It's about who did I help?
Absolutely.
So you're sitting now, and how many clients you have now?
At this very moment, I ended the year with 300 and I want to say 69 clients.
From 60.
From 60 clients to 369 clients.
Wow.
And I must note, I single-handedly did them all. Tired. I may have worked 13, 14 hours a day, but I believe, and I'm going to offer you something. This was my company. This is my baby to me.
Right, right.
And I take that seriously. And no matter how tired I am, I'm going to get up and I'm going to do the job. And I'm going to do right by you because I remember when I was sitting on the other side of that chair.
Yep. And there was a lot of people who don't do right by anybody.
Absolutely.
So, and that's my thought too, is always if you put yourself in the place of the person you're serving, you're serving better.
Absolutely. And always stay humble.
You're in a place of service, servitude, to say I'm serving others. I may be running it, but I'm still serving others.
Absolutely.
And if you serve, God's intent is, look, be a servant for me.
Absolutely.
And I will reward you as such.
Absolutely.
Amazing. That's why I wanted to talk to you, girl.
Absolutely.
So what is your new plans, though? Because you're a visionary. So I know things are running through your mind.
Absolutely.
That you probably haven't touched, but there's something bubbling to the top.
Absolutely. The one thing that I found is when I'm sitting looking eye to eye with a client and I'm helping them prepare their taxes and I'm looking to see, okay, you have dependents, and I'm listening to their life story because I love engaging people.
Mm-hmm.
The best thing that you can do is engage someone.
Right.
Listen to them. And the one thing that I found is that a lot of people are struggling because they don't know how to do any better. No one has shown them a different way.
Right.
And so the one thing that I've wanted to do, and I had this bubbling in my head all year, was I would like to offer a finance class, a budgeting class, something to help our people, especially African-American women, single mothers,
mm-hmm.
listening to their stories. Like, I want to help you save money. I want to show you that you have all of this money in your hand. And this is a lot of money for you. Mm-hmm. But you can take this money and set yourself in a position to where you can, 6 months from now, you can still be living off of just this money and not touch your paycheck.
Yep.
And that's what I want to do.
So you trying to create a financial seminar, financial advisement that you can reach out to the community and say, you can do better.
Absolutely.
And but you're going to leverage what you have currently to say, hey, look, you know I know what I'm talking
Absolutely.
About.
Absolutely.
So when I'm telling you I can help you, you should at least feel confident that I can do that.
Absolutely. And what I will, I've always been a very open person. I believe that if I expose myself, I leave no room for anyone else. If I tell you about me, mm-hmm. you don't have to go and research it. You don't have to hear from someone else. You're hearing it directly from me.
Right.
And I think that's something that I tell people all the time. If you have so much money in your hand, the most amazing thing that you can do is take that money, pay your rent up for 6 months. That gives you 6 months worth of paychecks that you are not paying rent. You can use that money to pay your car insurance up.
Yep.
And then you can use that money to pay your light bill up.
So you have no worries for a couple of months.
Absolutely.
And then you're just like, what am I going to do with this extra cash? Now it's time for us to talk.
That's right.
Because I've always told people, you know, I told you a long time ago.
Yes.
The automatic millionaire. You pay yourself.
Absolutely.
You pay your bills and you save.
Absolutely.
If you continue to pay yourself, you never touch your savings and your bills will be paid. The longer you don't touch the money that you pay yourself, the better off you be because you're building it each time you get paid and your savings become automatic.
Absolutely.
As long as you pay your bills, though.
Absolutely.
Stay away from those credit cards.
So I do want to plug something in really quick.
Go ahead.
I know this is supposed to be about me, but that quote that he just said, that is what I have used since the moment you taught me that.
Mm-hmm.
That is what I have used as my budgeting guidelines. Pay myself, pay my bills, and pay what, Mr. Carr?
Pay, get your savings in.
Absolutely.
You have to do that.
Absolutely.
But, you know, a lot of people still don't get that because they never was patient enough to see what it does for you.
Absolutely.
Because when you do that and everything becomes automatic, you can look over. And I had a podcast with a friend of mine named Chaz, and it's called Millennium Manage Money Management. So millennials just spend money.
Mm-hmm.
They don't really think about how they should do it. And I was telling him, I was like, if you start saving to a point, you can save to pay off things that you had no intent on paying it off.
Absolutely.
You don't have to continue it on, but pay it off. And then you'd be like, wow, I have all this money. Thank you. But now what else are you going to do? But keep that money in your pocket. Even if you spend it all, understand you ain't got no money until next week. But pay yourself.
Absolutely.
Pay your bills and pay your savings.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So I always tell people about you anyway. I was like, no.
Absolutely.
My children may not have done it, but I know Robin did.
I did.
And this girl is so successful at the mindset. It's not a process. It's a mindset.
Absolutely.
And you embrace the mindset to be successful.
Absolutely.
So, yeah.
You cannot have a millionaire mindset with, I'm going to use this word. I know it's not a real word, but you cannot have a millionaire mindset or have a millionaire goal and dream with a hundredaire mindset. Absolutely not.
Mm-mm.
You cannot.
No. What was that? Champagne taste with
Budweiser budget.
Absolutely.
That's it.
It doesn't work.
Nope.
It won't work. Even though you may try it and it felt good temporarily, but then you're rolling into your bills and your debt. And sooner or later, it's going to catch up and you'd be like, this debt is so huge. Yeah, because, you know, you crystalline every week.
Yeah.
But you don't realize that's not going to help you.
I think people, for me, I can say this without saying how much money I make.
Mm-hmm.
The one thing that I do is I take my plan every year before it's time for me to get paid, and I write out all my bills, every single bill. I include the gas. I include my extracurricular activities because I may or may not like to shop. I won't put that out there, but I may or may not like to shop. But
right.
I include it all. And before I get paid one penny, I allot my money to where it's supposed to go.
Right.
I write the plan down, and the moment I get it, when I see it on paper, I know where it's supposed to go. You execute the plan, mm-hmm. and then you're able to catapult yourself into financial savings instead of, oh my goodness, I just made $20,000 in however many days I made it, because that's my business. I just
yes,
made $20,000, and I got $20,000 to spend. When in reality, you don't have $20,000 to spend.
If you have budgeted and you had your plan in place, you say $20,000 goes into this.
Absolutely.
And now where does it go? Except for saying, well, I got that money quick. Mm-hmm. I can spend some. No.
Yep.
Put it within the plan.
Yep.
And you got to, and I'm being honest too, you also have to, because some people have partners.
Absolutely.
And sometimes when your partner's not prepared with that mindset, there's a juggling act.
Absolutely.
There's that juggling to say, okay, I'm going to make sure everything is fine with this, but here's my emergency money because my partner isn't aware of what they should do.
Absolutely.
So always be prepared. If you, the money manager in the relationship, understand the variables or the caveats that may occur.
Yes.
And if you have that, it's always good to say, I knew this would happen.
Here we go.
And then go, I got you. It's better not happen again.
Right.
Because we're not living like that.
Absolutely.
But you was prepared and you pulling from a bucket that you may have.
Absolutely.
So that's why even today I have buckets of multiple type of savings. I have a long term. I have an emergency. I have a vacation. I got 401k.
Absolutely.
And then I got my pocket. So if I hold that in my pocket and something comes up, I can do without.
Absolutely.
I'm okay. I'm going to eat what's in the fridge. I don't have to go nowhere.
Absolutely.
So the sacrifices that you make is what you have and what you intend on doing. And like you said, your budget is set.
Absolutely.
So if things get a lot better, you still put it in a bucket where it should be.
Absolutely.
And be like, well, I did really well this year. Here's my surplus. Where does that go for the
Absolutely.
Next year?
Absolutely. How can I take this plan? And another thing that I do is I always call Mr. Carr. I'm just tell you guys this. Honestly, this is real. How long have I known you? 12, 13? No, 13. I think 13 years. Maybe 12.
Maybe a little longer than that, I think.
Yeah, the boys are 17. Okay, look, we're not sure how long this friendship is.
So you know that's long.
Absolutely.
If I can't define it, it's a long time.
Absolutely. I have always realized that the one thing you're going to do, you're going to take your money.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have to save your money. You're going to have to be prepared. You're going to have to budget. You're going to have to expect the unexpected. But Mr. Carr taught me one thing. How do you take your budget from last year and make it better?
Yep.
How do I decrease my bills this year?
Yep.
Okay, I know I got my cable bill down by $40 a month last year. Well, that was awesome last year. This is a new year.
Yeah.
I'll take 10. Can you give me 10 more dollars off?
Can you give me 10 more?
Absolutely. Yep. And you're trying to decrease your expenses and increase your income.
Yep.
And then increase your savings.
But people don't get that. And I thank you for that. People don't get that when you decrease your expenditures, you increase your profit. You increase those things that you say, man, I got an extra $150.
Absolutely.
Yes, because you didn't spend as much on gas. Or I took a budget of, like, for example, Georgia Power wants me to go on a budget that would be like $175 per month. But I put in place my thermostats to keep it at a level, and I'm 30% lower than the previous year.
Absolutely.
I don't need your budget.
Absolutely.
I'm doing it myself. So I'm getting 30% lower, which goes into my pocket to say, now what do I do with that money to do something else?
Absolutely. Do you know I was called a cheapskate? It's funny to me.
I get that
I laugh
all the
about
time.
It. I was called a cheapskate because I switched over from Gas South to Scanner. But before I did it, mm-hmm. I called around and I listened to everybody's offer. And I pulled out my Gas South bills from the previous year and I compared in the month of August how much gas did I burn in the
yep.
month of September. And I went through and I chose the plan and I ended up switching. I was only saving $79 and maybe a couple of pennies. But guess what? I switched and I saved $79 and those couple of pennies. That's my money.
Yep.
That's my money. And imagine if I did it over 10 years. That's $790.
So what if you said, you know what? May not mean much to some people. But what if I save that every year? What if
Absolutely.
I put that I'm gonna spend $9 on whatever I want, but I put $70 away. I put it in a money market, or I put it into a mutual funds.
Absolutely.
I'm gaining each time.
Absolutely.
That I have that in there, and every year I'm gonna make sure that $70 in there. That's $70 that you're gaining on every year.
Absolutely.
That you didn't have before, because it was going out of your pocket as opposed to staying in your
Absolutely.
Pocket. People don't understand what stays in your pocket is better than trying to work harder to make more money.
Absolutely.
Just reduce it.
Absolutely. It's never about what you make. It's always about what you do with what you make.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I don't know why. See, that's why I love you to death.
Yeah, it's what you do.
I tell people it's not how much you make. It's how much you spend.
Absolutely.
If you spend, you'll never make enough money.
Mm-hmm.
You will always say, I got to make more money.
Yep.
I got to make more. It's what you're spending it
That's
on.
That's right. That's right.
You got folks spending $200 on sneakers. You got folks that says, I got to have the most expensive drink.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And without the coupons.
Right, right. Shame on you.
Shame on you.
Shame.
So all of these people saying, I need to make more money. No, you need to cut down your expenditures.
Absolutely.
And it's a mindset that people don't embrace because they don't understand.
Yes.
And it's a discipline, too.
That $79 that I saved from Scanner Energy, remember I talked about that $10 on my cable bill?
Mm-hmm.
And it was only $10, but 10 times 12 is $120. So I saved $120 on my cable bill and $79 on my gas bill. I almost made myself $200 richer this
year.
Yep. May not be
back
anything to
pocket.
Someone else, but that's $200.
Yeah. But people don't get that. And I think your success is predicated on how you look at things.
Absolutely.
You know, your vision is, this is how I see things. You know what? It's time for me to reduce this.
Absolutely.
It's time for me to do this. And you can just say, you know what? I need a new car. Not because I need a new car, or because this car is costing me too much money.
Absolutely.
I switched my car because I don't want to pay as much on maintenance.
Absolutely.
So I switched to a car that I don't have a lot of maintenance. Next year, I'm going to switch again. You know what I want to switch to? I want to switch to an electric car. Why?
Nice.
It'll save me money.
Right.
It'll save me on maintenance, and it'll save me on gas. I already said if I get that, and it's equivalent to the car that I have, I can turn around and have a cost savings of almost $800 a year.
That's amazing.
Why wouldn't you?
Amazing.
Why wouldn't you?
Amazing. You know, some people lose. I'm not going to say the word put out. What I'm going to say is some people are evicted behind $500 a year because you cannot pay your rent for $500. And here you just devise a plan to save $800.
Mm-hmm.
If you take on that mindset that I'm going to save money, I'm going to move this chest.
Yeah.
I'm going to move
exactly.
this right over here. Just so I can do this.
Yeah.
That's
because
all I'm trying to do.
Here's the decoy, but my intent is to drive all the way forward.
Absolutely.
But what is my plan in front in order to jump to the next one? Because if I don't have that, I'm going to have a problem.
What am I going to sacrifice? Some people are afraid. I think our culture, we are afraid to sacrifice. We want everybody to see what I'm wearing, what I have, what I'm driving, and then in home, you are dying.
Yeah.
Your refrigerator is empty. The children are hungry.
Exactly.
Basic cable. You can't even run your... You have fans in the window.
Mm-hmm.
Because
you're not...
But your shoes look
because
great.
The heat ain't on. Or the you can't have an AC because
Absolutely.
You don't want to pay that amount.
Absolutely.
It's ridiculous.
Absolutely.
Those aren't sacrifices. You're sacrificing your regular needs.
Absolutely.
Not your extras. I don't have to have all this. I wanted to reduce even my house. But I said, what would be the difference? They're not making no more land. I wanted to get a smaller place, downsize, mm-hmm. and be in a condo. But that makes no sense. You know why it doesn't make sense? Because if that building goes down, all I have is my money.
Absolutely.
This house get smashed to the ground. I still got the land. And my insurance is going to build it right back
right.
up.
That's right.
They're not making no more land.
Nope.
So don't get rid of land. That was the other conversation I was having with young millennials. I was like, don't get a condo unless you have land.
Absolutely.
If you have land and you want a condo, I'm good.
Put
because you can, if something happened to that condo and you sell it, you got that money, you can reinvest in your land.
Absolutely.
Get land first, then move from that.
Absolutely.
So it's a mindset.
Yes.
It truly is a mindset.
Absolutely.
But you're a testament of how that mindset can make you satisfying.
That's right.
And comfortable.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I ain't gonna tell your business.
Right.
But comfortable.
I have lived uncomfortable long enough to have a desire that pushes me to live comfortable. Mm-hmm. You got to sacrifice something. Yeah. Everybody's sacrificing something.
Yeah.
And if you think you're not sacrificing, maybe tonight you should sit down and write out the story of your life and realize I am sacrificing something. I would rather sacrifice today that I might be comfortable tomorrow than to be good today. And then when tomorrow comes, I don't have anything.
Yeah. So is that the sacrifice you really want to take? The sacrifice of, you know what, I'm just going to live in my car for a couple of months so I can get this apartment. What you failed to understand was you didn't sacrifice prior to living in your car.
Absolutely.
That's what got you to live in your
Absolutely.
Car.
Absolutely.
Understand the conditions you are under. What are you going to sacrifice before something like that happens?
Absolutely.
What are you going to sacrifice to say, I want to come from good to great?
Absolutely.
That's what my boss keeps saying. You want to go from good to great. You don't want to stay at good and be the best good around.
I like that.
Good to great.
Absolutely.
So you had a great position, but in your mind, no, I'm just good. I still want to be great.
Absolutely.
The great people think they're just good, but the good people see you as great.
See?
Now, and that's where the position you're in, and that's why I thank you for sitting down with me, because people need to understand people don't come like this overnight.
Absolutely.
There's a sacrifice and discipline that has to be in place for it to be successful.
Absolutely. My greater sacrifice was, I don't know how hard it is to have the people that you love know that you have so much on the inside of you. And I decided I didn't want to do anything but take care of my children. I didn't care about the amount of money that I was losing. I just wanted to raise my children. Because after I was done raising my children and nurturing them, I mean, first of all, I'm not having any more children. We knew that. And second of all, I'm going to pour inside of my children. And when I'm done pouring inside of my children, then I'm going to take care of myself. So I sacrificed for years my dreams, my visions, my hope, all to have it come to fruition today. I still look in the mirror and believe, is this really Robin standing here?
Yep. Yep. But it is. It is because you wanted it.
Absolutely. It is.
Robin is a success because she chooses to be successful. Some people don't. They want success, but they choose not to be successful.
Absolutely.
Because they're afraid. And you heard it here. It's not like Robin wasn't afraid.
Oh,
but she said, I'm still going to do it.
Absolutely.
Fail or not. And you know, you've been around us so long. You know, we had all types of businesses.
Yes.
We tried them. I'm not satisfied with that one. Move on. Tried them. That wasn't a good. We're not getting what we need. We keep moving.
Yes.
We're going to continue to do it until we're happy of where we are.
Yes.
But I'm happy when I build something.
Absolutely.
And the big thing that people should take away what Robin is saying is she's creating a legacy. So when you create a legacy, it goes beyond her.
Absolutely.
Children, grandchildren, whoever. A legacy is built when it can extend beyond yourself.
Absolutely.
And if you don't do that, then especially in the Black community, we don't think about legacy.
No.
In the way that we should.
It's me, 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 me.
And well, you better make sure you have some insurance so I can have some money. No. You should be handing over businesses.
Absolutely.
You should be handing over equity. You should be handing over real estate. Those are the legacy items that you should take and build on even on top of that.
Absolutely.
But the mindset builds legacy.
Absolutely. Absolutely. If you don't want your children to be greater than you are, that's a problem.
It is.
That is a problem. I want my children to be far greater than I am. So what am I going to do? I'm going to take everything that I have inside of me and I'm going to pour it inside of you. And what I can't teach you, I'm going to put you in front of people who can teach you.
Yep.
Because I don't know everything.
Yep. Neither do I. But you know what? I try to stay as close as possible to the people that can help me.
Absolutely.
Anybody, You may not give me knowledge, but if you motivate me or you give me a path that I can go on, I'm all there.
Absolutely.
And I'm humble enough to say, I don't know everything.
Absolutely.
I'm going to follow your path, or I'm going to be awed by your greatness. And I'm going to say, makes me understand I need to continue to drive on. Because Absolutely. Sometimes you at that point and say, I think this is it. But no, if you truly believe in it, keep on.
Absolutely.
And keep on. And your story tells that. It's kind of like, I'm not sure if this is going to be the right thing, but I'm going to keep
on. I'm going to try it. I don't measure my success by whether or not my business stays alive. Because if you heard, I've couponed.
Mm-hmm.
Many who know me, I have. When I was in the fifth grade, I was doing hair. I was styling hair, okay?
I forgot about that.
And we were styling hair for compensation.
Yep.
Okay?
Yep. Styling hair. I remember when you got that head, when we was talking, he's like, yeah, I need to get this head. And
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I was stressed beyond my mindset about passing that test. I didn't want to talk. I was just afraid. It was fear.
Right.
Fear was locked up inside of me, but I've done so many things. And I don't measure my success about whether or not I'm still running those businesses. Absolutely not. I was successful because I started it.
Yep.
I got up off of the sofa and I started it.
And you did it.
Absolutely.
Because some people just don't do.
Absolutely.
And that's, wow, that's so profound. Some people don't do.
Absolutely.
Like you said, if I got up and I did it, that means I can do it.
Yes.
But if you don't get up, you'll never have the opportunity to do that.
And don't allow someone else to measure your success.
Mm-hmm.
Don't allow someone else to tell you how great you are. Your greatness is on you. It's what you do. Mm-hmm. So what if all you do is put rubber bands in people's hair? Guess what? I'm going to be the best rubber band hair partner sister on this side of the Mississippi. Absolutely.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So how can we reach you?
So I am on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And I am at Robin Jackson at Facebook.com. And we also have a page, Five Star Tax Agency, at Facebook.com. And for the Wings of Faith, honestly, Mr. Carr really got on me today.
Mm-hmm.
But the truthful part about it is I should be promoting the Wings of Faith. It's just something that is in my heart that I do. But I promise you from this moment on, you're going to hear more about Wings of Faith.
I hope to see it. And if Robin knows me well, I will be reminding her.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You can email Five Star Tax Agency at fivestartaxagency@yahoo.com. Mm. You can reach us at 678-884-6899. That is myself. That is it.
So she does great work. She's not an H&R Block or what's the other one? Jackson Hewitt.
Jackson Hewitt.
No.
Nope.
No. She is there to help you, not to take your money and put you in the same bucket of everyone else.
Absolutely.
Robin has been successfully helping people for how many years?
Now we're running up on 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
4 independent years.
Mm-hmm. Miss Entrepreneur.
Absolutely. There is something I do want you to know about Five Star Tax Agency. Because this is something that has been in my heart, we offer advances, which means you come in and you have your taxes prepared and we give you an advance on your tax money. But I don't charge a fee for that advance because, again, my first nature is to help people. It's a bonus for me that I make money doing it. I'm compensated doing what I enjoy doing. But my first nature is to give. So come into Five Star Tax Agency January through April during the busy season.
April.
Absolutely. And come in and allow us to help you. Allow us to help you prepare your taxes. Allow us to encourage you. Allow us to teach you and to set your feet on a path where you can learn to save and grow. If you don't walk away with anything other than a check, walk away with knowledge. Walk away with confidence, wisdom, and inspiration.
So on her actual Five Star Tax Agency LLC page, it states right there, refund advance, now available $200 to $1,700, 24 to 48-hour turnaround, no credit check.
Absolutely.
I'm going to say it again, 678-884-6899. She does amazing work. It doesn't matter what your income, from the income over $100,000 and you haven't itemized your doggone tax return in I don't know how many years, to the people who's like, I'm barely making it and I didn't realize I can get some tax credit for my children and the things that I do. She goes across the gambit of taking care of what you need to do. All legal.
Absolutely.
She's no bootleg going on. No, legal. All right. Everything that needs to be done, and she will give you the best service that I've ever seen. So outstanding. What did I forget besides the cash advances?
You do not have to physically drive to Fairburn to have your tax services prepared by Robin. Absolutely not. Five Star Tax Agency, we offer DocuSign. We offer ways for you to email. We have clients who are texting us. Let me tell you something. In the age of technology, all you got to do is try, get it to me, and we'll get it done. And everything is legal. Absolutely legal.
And we had a discussion a couple of years ago that Miss Robin was supposed to have an app, so you always send your information via app and everything.
Absolutely.
But she's getting there.
Absolutely.
This is an intelligent woman. She'll get there.
Absolutely.
But it's about convenience, and she does give free estimates, too. So if you kind of like shopping around, you know, most people would be like, I'm not giving you no estimate. Robin does it. And she was like, if you give me the business, you give me the business. If you don't, I'm just trying to help you.
Absolutely.
I want to help you do the right thing with your family and whoever you are.
Absolutely.
So she does that and very, very engaged. And I hope y'all understand this is who she is. She's not more than what you just heard.
Absolutely.
She's actually more than what you just heard. But she's an amazing woman. And that was one of the reasons why I said, before I add any other people to this podcast, this young lady here, you need to know her story and what she does for others other than herself. Five Star Tax Agency, LLC.
Absolutely.
Don't forget, we said the number a couple of times. We're going to have it on the podcast. Her address and Facebook pages, her name and number. So if you look through it and have no idea and forget while you're listening, you will be able to catch it.
Absolutely.
But seek her out. It's an amazing entrepreneur.
Absolutely. And again, January through April, even if you don't come in to have your taxes prepared, if you're not having a great day, come by. We'll be more than happy to give you a hug. I promise you. I promise you. Whatever your bad days are, you will live to see another day. Things will be so much better for you.
Absolutely.
Just keep your head up.
And if you haven't any problems with your taxes after April and you want to prepare for the next year, give her a call.
Absolutely.
Give her a call. So even though that one from there, we're sitting in here in July, you want to be right by next year, this is the person that you can talk to that can
Absolutely.
Prepare you. And then next year, you'll be sitting pretty because
Absolutely.
There's something that you need to do every year is to prepare for your taxes.
Yes, yes.
Don't pay your taxes, prepare for your
Absolutely.
Taxes.
Absolutely. It's your money.
Yep.
It is your money. We want to teach you how to move. Again, it is not about what you make. It is about what you do with what you make.
Yep. Absolutely. So, anything else, Rob?
No, I just want to tell you guys, thank you so much for having me on, Mr. Cards. Thank
you.
It's
my pleasure. It's my pleasure. So we look forward, and if during tax season, I'm going to probably invite her back so she can start letting you know what she's doing, what's available, how to get in contact with her quickly. Because during the season, you know, I bring my girl back, and we can just promote from there. Or if not, any of the wings... I don't know it because you just gave me the name today.
It's okay, the Wings of Faith Movement.
The Wings of Faith Movement. So if you're doing anything on that, please let me know. I would love to reach out and get that promoted too.
Absolutely.
Because I'm trying to even talk to people with nonprofits that's helping the community as well.
Absolutely.
So I'll be sure to help promote that as well.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Robin Jackson, ladies and gentlemen, my best friend.
Thank you.
Love you much. Again, thanks for stopping by and hitting gems in the community. See you soon. Thank you.